This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finally, some new music from Limits.
Happy Friday, Joe!
Where'd you get this?
Well, a couple of songs were sent my way by a man named Michael Stover, who said, here you go, here's some music, let's set it up. And I ran it through Craig like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
As long as we were able to let it roll. And here we go. New music.
I love it, man. Wow. Kudos to you, oh limitless wonder, for
Joe,
doing that.
You put a task out there, and I rang the bell.
Yeah,
I answered the bell.
2 months too late,
well,
but you did do it. Actually, a year too late, but you did do it.
It was the last thing on my priorities list because it was the last thing that we needed to get to, but we made it work.
All right, let's get to something else here. Wait a second. What have I done, Limits? I did everything wrong.
Yeah, you did. What have you done?
Did I do the weather at the end of last
yes.
hour? Did I do the call now to win two tickets to see Paul McCartney?
No.
Why don't we do that?
Please.
Call now to win two tickets to see McCartney when he brings his Got Back tour to PPG Paints Arena on November 11th. Caller number 3 at 412-928-9370 wins those tickets. Plus, you get to have a conversation with Limits, which is even better than a McCartney concert, I would argue.
You know what, Joe? I also have to give a message to the people as well that I did not give.
Please.
Because we have to tell everybody about what's going on at the Open Championship, where Brian Hartman is currently leading. He is 8-under. He shot a 65 today in the second round. And this Open update from Ireland is brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. This is a very interesting list Jeremy Fowler put together a couple days ago. Executives, coaches, scouts rank the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks for 2025. Okay, so they put them into different tiers. It's considered by some to be a golden era of quarterbacks, and they've done this with all different positions, by the way, that we can look at. We can look at others for sure. But this is where you win, right? So I'm trying to find out how many different people he talked to. But they basically, 70 voters. So these are more significant to me than a lot of these other lists that one person just puts out, right? I mean, this is what people, the movers and shakers in the NFL think. And I can't believe some of this. All right, number one, Patrick Mahomes. That makes sense, of course. Number two, Josh Allen. That makes sense. I might reverse those two, but you can't argue with Mahomes at one. I mean, I could, but I won't. Joe Burrow at three. Nobody argues about that. And Lamar Jackson. I think there's a clear-cut top four, and those are it, in any order you want to put them. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Nothing surprises me about that. I think they're on the money there. Now we get to number five. They have Jaden Daniels, who was spectacular last season. I mean, it was only one season. But he took a joke of a franchise and just put them on his back. That's the guy the Steelers need. That kind of guy just to walk in here and say, everybody follow me. I'm great. I can make you great. Matthew Stafford, I don't really have a problem with that, although there's somebody else I would have put there, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Matthew Stafford, number six, a little bit high for me. He's 37 years old. He's still good. He's still really good, as a matter of fact. But as Fowler points out, almost 18% of his throws were, quote, off target, the second worst mark in that category among quarterbacks who received at least one vote. Like, he's dangerous. I'd love to have him in a playoff situation. I think he gives me a chance to win. But he's not the sixth best quarterback in the NFL. Limits, have you given away the McCartney tickets? Was the person thrilled?
I did, and the person was very thrilled, yes.
I would be, too. I mean, those are very hard to get right now.
Yeah, they are.
Being jacked up a little bit by some of the ticket agencies, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people just go on there, and they'll buy a bunch of tickets, and then they'll just resell them on the secondary market.
Dynamic
pricing. And there's
so
many fees. Oh, the fees are so bad.
So I'm going over the top 10 here of from executives, coaches, scouts in the NFL, from Fowler.
Yes.
You know the top four. Then Jaden Daniels came in fifth. Stafford, I disagree with at six. I don't think he should be there. Seven is Justin Herbert.
Yes. Well,
come on, people. What? This is insulting. What are
insulting
we doing
to
here?
Who?
To everybody else in the league. I'll tell you one guy it's insulting to is Jalen Hurts. That's who it's insulting. You think Justin Herbert is a top seven quarterback in the NFL?
I think he's more so eight or nine, but he's
well,
in the top 10
Well, if he's eight, then
sure.
You think he's top 10 for sure.
Top 10 for sure, yes.
In terms of talent or what he actually does on the field?
A little bit of both. That team was. I think that team would have made a run in the playoffs last year if they weren't significantly beat up by injuries.
Oh, everybody was beat up by injuries.
Harbaugh's second year, I think they're going to take a big jump. Look out for the Chargers this year. I think they might win that division. If I had to stamp anything right now, I think I would have the Chargers definitely in the playoffs, and you can convince me that they're going to win the division.
That's
beat
fine.
The
they are a dangerous team, and I love Harbaugh. Justin Herbert is not the seventh best quarterback in the NFL. I don't think, anyway. Eight is Jared Goff. You have any problem with that, Limits?
I think Hurts should be higher than him, but Goff is right around 9-10. He's right in that area.
And Jalen Hurts is number nine. The man who has walked into the biggest stage, onto the biggest stage in all of American sports, all the world perhaps, and gone there and stared down Mahomes, who's one on this list, and I think outplayed him twice. They got ripped off by the officials one year. And he's won tons of big games. He does it by running. He does it by outsmarting people. And he does it with his arm. I mean, when is this guy going to get the respect that he deserves? I think he should be fifth on this list personally. And I can make an argument maybe for higher than that. You're putting Justin Herbert ahead of Jalen Hurts.
No, I told you that I was putting Jalen Hurts ahead of Justin Herbert. If I had to make a list right now, I would go with Allen 1, I would go with Mahomes 2. My third pick would be
Sounds
Joe
Sounds like you
Burrow.
Are making a list now. Burrow 3rd.
I am making a list, yes.
Lamar 4th.
Lamar would be 4th on that list. I would put Hurts 5, Jaden Daniels 6.
I'm okay with that. We're thinking along the same lines, Limits.
And you know, thinking about it right now, I would put Justin Herbert 7, yes. I would put Herbert 7, and I would have 8th be, honestly, probably Jordan Love.
The other guy is getting insulted here. They have Baker Mayfield at 10. That's fine. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. I said that the Steelers should have gotten him 3 years ago when he was up for grabs or whenever that was. Said it multiple times. I like him. He throws a lot of picks. You could argue if he's top 10, I'm fine with that. The other guy who needs to be in the top 10 is C.J. Stroud. These people are out of their minds. And I'd like to go ask the GMs who didn't put him in their top 10, would you like him as your quarterback of the future? And this is something that really bothers me about evaluations of players. Are we just going to willfully ignore the fact that his receiving cast was decimated last year? That just doesn't matter? I'm reading a story from halfway through last season. The Houston Texans have lost their top two wide receivers through the first 8 weeks of the season. Nico Collins is on injured reserve with a hamstring injury. Stephon Diggs suffered a season-ending torn ACL. And that was before Tank Dell suffered that gruesome injury. What are we doing? And yet, he still won a division and still won a playoff game, in which he played pretty darn well when they buried Harbaugh's Chargers. What are people looking at? Do you not factor that in? That he had no receivers? And that his offensive line stunk? And that he still managed to will his team into a playoff appearance and a playoff win? Which we don't even remember what one of those looks like around here. I just think that's crazy and really unfair to C.J. Stroud. I would build my franchise around him in a second. And I would have him up around 7 or 8 on this list. Maybe even as high as 6. How do you like that?
No, I think C.J. Stroud is fairly ranked where he is. I mean, 20...
Not even top 10.
No, I think right outside the top 10 is the first honorable mention, I think, is a good spot for him.
Really?
20 touchdowns, 12 picks last year. I mean, Nico Collins did play 12 games and Tank Dell did play 14. And Stephon Diggs, he never really had a chance to be able to play with Diggs at all.
He played half the season. He played eight games. He was their big signing. Nico Collins missed 5 games. What's that, 40% of the season? And Tank Dell missed the playoffs. You're just reciting stats. You're doing what they did, 20-12. Man, did he take a step back last year? You ever seen the Texans' offensive line in those games?
Yeah.
They stink. Did they still win a playoff game?
You made the argument, though, that they got to the playoffs with no wide receiving core and a bad offensive line. Didn't Russell Wilson do the same? And I'm not saying Russell Wilson is C.J. Stroud, but comparing to the argument that you made, Russell Wilson also had a pretty shaky offensive line, no receivers, and got to the playoffs.
Russell Wilson?
And again, I'm not comparing Russell Wilson to C.J. Stroud.
Then give Justin Fields credit for his wins, too.
Fine. I'm just poking holes in the argument a little bit.
What argument?
That C.J. Stroud should be so high because he overcame his receivers missing a couple of games. Other than Stephon Diggs,
Russell Wilson missed his top three receivers for portions of the season?
Had no receivers.
Oh. Okay. All right. So are you putting Russell Wilson ahead of C.J. Stroud now?
No. Again, I'm just making the argument as to why I don't have him in the top 10 and why I think that the coaches and executives did not vote him into the top 10.
I think they're crazy. I'd take C.J. Stroud in a second. I thought the guy was good last year. He also won a playoff game. Is that not a big separator?
No, that ultimately does separate him from Wilson. And
does
again,
it not separate him from others?
Again,
like
I'm
Herbert?
Just pointing out a general example. Yeah, it does. But again, that's also a crappy division and they had a good matchup. Who did they end up beating in that first round playoff game?
Chargers. 32-12 or 32-13. Something like that.
Yeah, and the Chargers, their defense was all beaten up. Herbert had offensive
line. Here we go. You're a big... All right.
I'm a huge Justin Herbert guy.
Yeah, based on what? He's 0-2 in the playoffs. What's he actually done, Justin Herbert?
Yeah, he had Brandon...
Do you want to look up... Oh, no, we're not using receivers. We're not using receivers as an excuse.
I'm not using receivers. I'm using the coach in Brandon Staley.
We're using the coach.
Don't you think DeMeco Ryans is a really good coach in the NFL that C.J. Stroud has in Houston?
Yeah.
Do you think that Brandon Staley, when he was in two of those playoff games with the Chargers, was any good?
What?
Do you think Brandon Staley, when he was the coach of the Chargers, was any good?
He was okay. Not great.
He was okay. I mean, they ran him out of town. He should have got fired the year before because he blew that playoff game against Jacksonville.
At least they were competitive in a playoff game. It's more they've been around here in the last 8 years.
And they could have got into the playoffs if they would have just tied the Raiders, but he called a timeout, a meaningless timeout with 35 seconds
left. Why are we talking about Brandon Staley? Because you have Justin Herbert as one of your best quarterbacks in the league, and you don't have C.J. Stroud as a top 10. So you'd right now, if you're running a franchise, you'd take Baker Mayfield over him?
Over C.J. Stroud?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
You'd take Jared Goff over
him.
Yes,
I would.
You don't think Jared Goff is the beneficiary of tons of talent around him?
I also think Jared Goff is very talented and has been able to put up very good numbers, yes, despite everything around him, but he also...
Despite everything around him?
Or with everything around him. And the fact that what he was with the Rams as well, being able to make it to a Super Bowl, banging on the drum of the Super Bowl again with the Detroit Lions... I think Jared Goff is just a separator compared to C.J. Stroud in bigger moments.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think he has a hell of a lot better of a team myself, but what about Jordan Love?
Yes, I would put Jordan Love over CJ Stroud.
Would you have Jordan based on what?
Based on Jordan Love's ability to make every single throw. And again, we have not seen as much of Jordan Love.
CJ Stroud can't make every single throw?
We haven't seen Jordan Love in every single capacity yet, whether it be because he was hurt at the very beginning of the season.
I like Jordan Love, don't get me wrong. I had Jordan Love pegged as my MVP before last season.
Me too. That's why I'm surprised that you did not, God bless you, take Jordan Love over CJ Stroud.
They're very comparable, actually, for me. And they'd both be in my top 10, especially if I was starting a team. And then we get to our good friend Aaron Rodgers, our new friend, I should say, Aaron Rodgers. And he is only in the also receiving votes category. Honorable mention went to Stroud and Jordan Love after Baker Mayfield. I think if you asked every general manager in the league, would they take, and again, I'm a Baker fan, and you ask them, for this season and or the future, would you take Baker Mayfield, C.J. Stroud, or Jordan Love? 30 of the 32 would rank Mayfield third on that list, I think. You?
Can you give me the list one more time?
Jordan Love, C.J. Stroud, Baker Mayfield.
I would go Love, Mayfield, Stroud.
What don't you like about C.J. Stroud? I'm very curious now.
Well, I really liked his rookie year. Like, he was lights out on fire that year. And a lot of the reason is, a lot of people said Bobby Slowick was a big part of that. And Bobby Slowick was fired this last year, their offensive coordinator. I don't know if that's because, I mean, I would imagine that's partly because C.J. Stroud took a dip and somebody has to take the fall. And Bobby Slowick was probably a part of that. Like, everybody in the NFL said, man, that's a really surprising thing. Right there.
Wait, wasn't Slowick still their coordinator last year?
He was, but they let him go. He's not back this year is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were trying to explain last year's struggles.
Well, what I'm saying is I think there was that Bobby Slowick was ultimately the fall guy for C.J. Stroud's struggles. Like,
Guys were injured receivers and a horrible offensive line. But let's move on from him.
Please. Can I address one thing?
Yeah.
Again, the text line. The texter is continuing to claim that this is me anti-Ohio State with C.J. Stroud.
It absolutely is.
There's
no, I love our texters. There's no question.
It's bull you know what. That's all it is.
When I brought up that their big receiver, Stephon Diggs, tore his ACL 8 games in, that Nico Collins wasn't there for 5 games early in the season, and that Tank Dell wasn't there for the playoffs, you shrugged it off like they were like that was nothing.
Why don't we have a Marvin Harrison discussion, and then we can see how great I think he is also going to Ohio State? Oh, yeah, why don't we have a Cam Hayward discussion? He went there. Why don't we have a Jack Sawyer discussion?
No. I'm getting back to you shrugging off discussion. You know C.J. Stroud won a division and a playoff game again, right?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And went into Kansas City with like half of a team on offense and was pretty competitive there as well if they hadn't protected Patrick Mahomes like he was a tiny baby, right?
Yeah, that defense still also played pretty well for Houston to be able to stick in that game.
See, texters? That's him taking another shot at C.J. Stroud. Go get him at 412-928-9370. The text line is open.
I think it's flat out ridiculous that people are trying to claim this is Ohio State bias.
Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So at least Stroud and Love got honorable mention after the top 10. Then we go all the way down to 12 and the rest of them also receiving votes. Kyler Murray in no particular order. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix. Who among those has the best argument for the top 10 or at least honorable mention?
Tua. No, I'm just kidding. I would say probably... Oh, man.
Want me to read them again, Limits?
No, I'm looking at them in front of me. Mm. I would say probably Kyler Murray based on ability, but he hasn't done it. Probably Dak. And you know I'm not the biggest Dak guy.
Hold on a second here. Hold on a second here, Limits. Because now I have to ask you about your bias against another guy in the league.
Who's that, Dak?
No, Bo Nix.
I thought about putting Bo Nix up there.
He had 29 touchdowns and 12 interceptions as a rookie. He's also a really good runner. He got the Denver Broncos in a year because of the Russell Wilson, the mangling of that situation and how they sold their soul to Russell Wilson and had no money. He took a franchise to the playoffs. He ran for almost 500 yards. He threw for 37. He had 29 touchdowns against 12 picks, and that's not half the story. I mean, in his first couple games, one of them against the Steelers, he had no touchdowns and four picks. Those were the first two games of his NFL career starting right out of the gate, which means in his last 15 games, this dude had 29 touchdown passes and eight picks. He had games where he ran for 61 and 75 and 47 yards to go along with that. I see a star on the rise. You don't. Why not?
I do think that Nix with Sean Payton creates a really good duo. And to be honest with you, Joe, like Bo Nix is growing on me as a quarterback and what he can be in the NFL. Now, at the same time, I still want to see more from him, and I want to see a larger sample size before I can put him in the top 10. And you might say, oh, well, what about Jaden Daniels? Well, Jaden Daniels, you could just tell right away, especially going to the NFC Championship game and being oh so close to going to the Super Bowl, is, I think, different. And, you know, when I look at Bo Nix, there are a lot of things that I do like from him. But I also do think that having Surtain, best defense in the NFL, there's been a lot of good things around Bo Nix that have helped him, especially Sean Payton turning that organization around. I think that if we see him take another step this year, he's definitely in that top 10, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's a regular season award. I thought his case was just as good as Jaden Daniels' case, really. Just as good, just as solid. You could even argue that Washington had more talent around Jaden Daniels than the Broncos did around this guy. Now in the playoff, and I love Jaden Daniels, don't get me wrong, but I also love Bo Nix.
Yeah.
The resumes look very, very similar to me from last year's regular season.
Isn't this an odd also receiving votes list, though? It's just a bunch of quarterbacks that you just don't know where to put them. Kyler, Brock Purdy, Dak, Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix. Like, Tua, I'm not a Tua guy at all. And I just feel like, one, he's not available. Two, he shrivels up in big moments down the stretch in the season. He can't play in cold weather. When it's 70 degrees and wonderful in whatever city he travels to in September and October, Tua shines. When the season gets late, when the daytime and the darkness comes at 4:30, Tua does not shine.
You're avoiding the topic here, Limits.
What's
you abruptly transferred us from Bo Nix. who I think is going to be a problem for teams this year.
I said what I have to say about Bo Nix.
But you did mention the AFC West, too. And I think there's teams there that are going to be a big problem for the Steelers in terms of getting to the playoffs.
That division's
changed. And I think I'm with you. I think somebody else is going to win it.
Yeah.
I do.
They'll have three teams in it. Three teams in the playoffs.
I think the Broncos may win that division. How do you like that?
I can understand the argument. I think the Chargers are probably more talented all around with our friend Najee being on the team as well. Maybe that'll give them a boost.
Yeah. Okay.
Our friend Najee. But I saw this number that Harbaugh in year two, whether it was San Francisco, Michigan, like everywhere Harbaugh has been, the year one to year two jump is just so significant. And I'm expecting that with the Chargers.
I think you might be right on that one, actually, as far as the Chargers beat. They were really good last year. They were a tough team to play against. And I do wonder if your guy, Justin Herbert, would have stayed in the game here if they might have beaten the Steelers that day.
The text line has pointed something out, so I do want to answer this.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud or Drew Aller, that would answer the bias question.
Yeah.
Right now, I would take C.J. Stroud.
Right now, you would.
Yeah.
A guy who's gone into the NFL and in each of his first two seasons won playoff games.
Yeah.
And was, I think, was he rookie of the year before?
Yeah.
But you had to throw in the right now.
Well, I would pick C.J. Stroud, yeah.
Okay.
Just putting it out there. The texter asked, and I put it out there and gave my answer.
What about Will Howard?
Will Howard or C.J. Stroud?
Will Howard or Drew Aller?
Drew Aller.
Will Howard or C.J. Stroud? Have we gone nuts?
You said Will Howard or Drew Aller.
Yeah, that's what I did say.
And I said Drew Aller, and then you said C.J. Stroud or Will Howard, and I said C.J. Stroud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.